In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, welcome everybody to week two. This is our first day of week two in our next season, season two of Common Prayer. And man, we're so glad that you all are hanging with us in this whole thing. And I hope it's providing some recentering for you as it is for me. Last week, last week was a hard week. And I know I'm not alone in that. We're kind of depending on what school you go to in the Bay Area, what school your kids go to. We're in our second or third week of school. And oh my gosh, man, it's just all catching up. I know at our house, my wife is a teacher. And so she's trying to do her teaching and is working harder than ever. And both of my kids, kindergarten and seventh grade, are each in their respective rooms trying to do school. And I'm running tech support interference, making sure kids stay focused. And oh man, it's just so hard. It's just so hard. And this is not how we imagine this school year going. And I'm sure you're in the same boat. So I think we need this time more than ever. And especially on this Labor Day, where we can sort of all take a break and take a breather. I hope you guys are resting and relaxing with your family. So I want to start this morning, like we've been starting, and just take a moment of silence. Let's just be quiet and don't try to interject anything into this. Do the hard work of actually just trying to quiet your mind, quiet your soul, and quiet your heart. Take a minute here. Today from our reading plan, I've chosen Psalm 19. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun, and it's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more than precious gold, more than pure gold. They're sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And I think this psalm starts off like many psalms do, in worship. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands, and so on. And, you know, I just want to bring you back simply to worship in its core. It comes from kind of two words, if you split worship apart, worth and ship. So what you worship is something that you're describing worship to. What is it worth? So I think maybe worship at its most fundamental definition is what you value the most. So I want to ask you this morning as we kind of get ready to jumpstart a new week, we have a little break on this Monday. I think it's a perfect time to reset and to consider, what are you spending your time valuing the most? There's kind of two parts of this. One is what we say we value the most, right? Like, if you ask me what I value the most, I have an answer for you, and it's probably something good. It's probably something around God and that kind of thing. But my life can sometimes tell a different story. And if you have any questions about what your life is declaring the worth of more than anything else, you can ask those that are close to you. And if you have the privilege of having kids in your life at this time, and you're brave enough, ask them, hey, what do I value the most? And your kids will be brutally honest with you. They'll tell you what's most important to you. And so this morning I'm going to ask for you, as we start this whole thing, to just take a moment here and take stock of what that is. What is it that your life is declaring? What is your time telling you that you value most? What is the stuff you spend your money on valuing the most? And that can tell you a lot about where your heart is. If the heavens are declaring that God matters the most, shouldn't we? So take a moment and ask yourself that question. Maybe ask God to reveal your heart in this situation. God, I know for me, I spend so much time concerned about the future. I spend so much time worrying about what's going to happen next in our lives, in my life, in my family's life, in our world. And Lord, that tells me that I'm putting things above you, and it tells me that I'm not really trusting you. So Father, will you help me and everyone who struggles with this to reorient ourselves around your kingdom? A kingdom that you reign in, a kingdom that you will ultimately take back. Even if right now it feels like chaos, Lord, you have a plan to bring order. Would you meet everyone here as we bring whatever it is that we're putting in front of you? Would you help us reprioritize whatever that might be? Thank you, God. The second half of this psalm talks a lot about law, how his law is perfect. And, you know, I'll be honest, for me, law stuff is hard. Even the word spiritual discipline has been a hard word for me to get behind, because it makes faith, this to me, this rigid kind of thing. But, you know, when you look at what God has asked us to do, the reason that stuff all exists is because he knows how we were designed. He knows how we're created. And he knows the best way that we thrive. And I think we spend a lot of time resisting that. Discipline and law, you know, these things are things that help us understand the heart of God more. I know that I haven't considered it that way, but I don't think it's a mistake that David is including that in his worship talk. So he ends with this idea forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. So I want you to bring forward whatever your hidden faults might be. I think that's an interesting idea. We have faults that we're comfortable with that we bring up to people. We say, oh, I'm not good at that. But then I think there are those things that we don't want to acknowledge. Those things that maybe we're even blind to ourselves. So ask God in this next few moments to reveal those hidden faults. And ask him to forgive you. Confess them to God. The same prayer that David prays here. May they not rule over me. Take a minute and bring that to God. God, would you forgive us of our hidden faults? Would you keep us from our willful sins, that we would be blameless in your sight? Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, that you love us even in spite of our faults. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, God. My Lord, my rock, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.